I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hey guys, welcome back to not very sunny Eastbourne. It's actually quite cloudy up there, if I show you the sky there. But another thought brought about by being around the sea, which is one of those profound natural forces that forces you to think philosophically, or at least it does me, because I'm a philosophical kind of guy, hence why I think about things and do the podcast, I guess, to reflect on things. So this one's about rhythms, basically the rhythms of the markets, of economies, of economics, and of your particular company as well. So obviously the rhythm of the tide is a very, very profound natural rhythm that is that we are all subject to if you're around and on the sea. And I've talked in a previous episode about not swimming against the tide, but that requires kind of reading the tide, knowing how it works, what the ebb and flow is. For example, in Amazon, there's a strong seasonal ebb and flow. There's massive demand coming up to Christmas. There's a bit of a lull in January, but there's obviously demand for seasonal summer products coming up into, you know, the barbecue months, if you like, of June, July, August, if you're in the UK, I guess in the States, depending on which state you're looking at. You could be looking at a longer barbecue season. But there's always a rhythm to these things. There's an ebb and flow, you know. There's also an ebb and flow to the ordering process of a product, for example, looking for products, getting down to, you know, waiting for samples to be sent. There's a bit of a lull there. You have a big push of energy and then a bit of a lull there. And again, once you can learn to read those rhythms, if you have a big push to, you know, within your organization, probably you personally to start with, maybe it's later you've got a VA involved, to select products, to find the right products, a big push to go and find potential suppliers, and then, you know, you have to wait for samples to come back. At that point then you've kind of got other opportunities to do things. Again, you've got a big push if you are processing your own products. They come in, you've got to rush through those, get them out the door to Amazon. Then there's maybe even up to a 2-week before it gets them live. And there's other things you can do in that point, like create listings or home listings or work on the Facebook marketing, whatever it is you do. You know, there are rhythms. There's times of intensity and there's times of slack in certain departments, you know? And that's one of those things you need to learn to really read. Now, one of the things you can do, just like tides are not random, you can have tide timetables and you can predict these things, is to have a calendar, not just for one aspect of your business, but all of it. So you should have a marketing calendar. It's predictable that people will want to buy stuff for Christmas. So therefore, you've geared to business. It's predictable that a certain percentage of people will buy certain types of products for Valentine's Day on 14th of February. It's predictable that Mother's Day will get a certain type of product if it's relevant, or Father's Day, or, you know, Independence Day if you're in the States, or, you know, whatever it is, Thanksgiving if you're in the States, the 14th of July, Bastille Day if you're in France, Guy Fawkes Day, that's Fireworks Day, and the 5th of November for the UK, you know, etc. I mean, by the way, don't sell fireworks, but, you know, whatever it is, there is going to be a rhythm to that. See that coming and plan for it. I can say that I'm not a natural at this, but the more I do plan for this, the more success I'm going to have. Now, if in doubt, and this is probably going to be me this year, I'm going to keep things quite simple up until the end of this calendar year and just simply go for Christmas, you know. After that, I'm then going to, for 2017, create a more comprehensive marketing calendar. But it's not just a marketing calendar. There's an implied, if you reverse engineer from that, there's a procurement calendar. You know, how many months in advance do you need to actually order samples in order to then later place an order, and then it gets manufactured and it gets shipped and then it gets inspected and goes through customs and goes into Amazon, etc. That process has a knowable timetable to it, which you can schedule, and you need to be flexible about it. Like with the sea, you know, you can try and fight monsoons in China getting in your way. You can try and fight the Chinese authorities suddenly clamping down and inspecting things. But that will happen. You can't fight that. That's far too big. So you need to allow, in other words, in your time to have some slack for crazy things to happen, like the monsoon gets in the way, especially when it comes to freight, you know, things happen. So that's really the main thing I would say. The last thing I would say is, apart from that, in your business, there is a certain sort of rhythm to the growth of it. You know, it's at some point you're going to need to take a VA on. There is a natural point at which you're going to get overwhelmed. There's a natural point at which you may outsource to some other people, like you outsource the prep, for example, so you don't have boxes and boxes of stuff in your living room for weeks, like I've had recently. I would suggest that you outsource that pretty soon. So there's a rhythm to the growth of your company, which as an entrepreneur you need to manage, because you're not just running a business, you are creating and of course trying to at least grow a business, make it bigger, make it expand, make it more sustainable without your physical presence. The last thing therefore to think about really in terms of rhythms is your own diurnal rhythms, that is your you know, sleeping and waking patterns and your energy levels and how that works for you. What foods work for you, what exercise patterns you need, and also when you're at your most creative and when you're most productive, you know, because that is something as an entrepreneur to start with anyway that you're really going to have to be conscious of. So you're going to have to be at your most productive. So thinking about rhythms is one of those things that the reason I would use the word rhythm, not just a timetable, is, or a schedule, although that is related, is that as a conductor, as a musician, I'm very conscious of rhythm, and rhythm isn't just something you schedule in. It's something that is, you've got to kind of capture. You know, there is a natural flow to things, and if you can schedule things in a way that works with the natural flow rather than fighting it, right, like swimming against the tide again. If you're swimming against the tide, you're going to have to put a tremendous amount of energy in, and you won't get very far, and you probably won't get far at all. You might get pushed backwards even though you're working hard. Whereas if you can see those natural rhythms in your business and in the marketplace as well, then if you read those correctly, you can schedule around those and everything will go much, much more easily. Anyway, quick thought from Eastbourne, and I'll speak to you guys very soon. All the best with your business.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.